July 17th, regular meeting of Orrville City Council. We'll begin this evening in prayer. Pastor Newton Brenneman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I thank you for who you are. You are pure, lovely, admirable, true, honorable, and right. You're excellent and worthy of praise. Lord, I thank you that you share your nature, your characteristics with us. Lord, and I pray you'd let these characteristics of yourself come forth from our city leaders, because you've placed these characteristics in them, and you've placed in them what they need to lead well. Lord, would you bless them with meaningful, rich family activities this summer? Lord, I ask you to give them discernment and courage. Lord, I pray that the decisions and plans from this group would be guided by your will and your heart. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Brown. The clerk, could please call the roll.
Hammer.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
He is excused.
Wilson.
Here.
Very good. You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the July 3rd meeting. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
Shanklin moves.
I'll second.
Morrison seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanworth.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We have no public comment scheduled for this evening, and so we'll move on to our standing committee reports. And Mr. Hanworth, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you. Our Utilities Committee, Mr. Shanklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Thank you, sir. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Although Ordinance and Personnel has not met, I do have a few items that I wanted to mention. The legislation on housing chickens and rabbits within the city has been massaged a little bit, and it will go back before Planning Commission, and it will return to us probably sometime in September. Also, in acting upon, as Councilman Wilson had announced last week, that he'll be resigning his position effective July 26th, we're seeking applicants to fill this position. And just in taking care that I don't leave anything out, I will I'll read the advertisement that Gene and I worked together to prepare that's out there on our website right now, too. So if you miss any of this, you can refer to that. Applicants are being sought to fill the vacancy through December 31st, 2023. The successful applicant appointed by the remaining members of City Council in accordance with the City Charter will serve from date of appointment until December 31st, 2023. Applicants are encouraged to run on the November ballot to fill the remaining 2 years of this term, January 1st, 2024 through December 31st, 2025. The Board of Elections has petitions to run, which require 25 ballot signatures and needs to be completed and returned to the Board of Elections by 4 p.m. August 9th, 2023. If you are interested in filling this position, you must be of legal voting age, be a qualified elector, have been a resident within the city limits of Orrville for a minimum of 1 year, currently live within the limits of Ward 4, and continue to reside within Ward 4 for the duration of your term. Please send your resume to Gene Galt, Council Clerk at City of Orrville, 207 North Main Street, Orrville, Ohio, 44667, or you can contact Gene with your questions at 330-684-5001, or by email at jgault, G-A-U-L-T, at orville.com. The City of Orrville is an equal opportunity employer. to be considered for the position. Your resume should be received by 4 p.m. Monday, July 24th. Interviews will be held on Monday, July 31st.
Right,
so apply now.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Very good. We'll move on then to our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report for tonight.
Thank you. Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning Committee has not met. I have no report.
Thank you. And our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met. Therefore, I have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports, so we'll move on in our agenda to our administrative reports, and we'll begin with Mayor Hamburg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our last meeting was July 3rd, which was right before the 4th of July, so we certainly appreciate all the work that the firefighters put into that once again this year and all the help from the rest of city employees and so forth. Another good fireworks display for sure. Other than that, I have nothing else this time other than to wish you all a good break from council for the month of August. Or council meetings, I guess you're never, you don't get a break from council.
Thank you. And then our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. President. Our paving project continues. Base repair has been completed on both Elm and Ella. Curb work continues on both streets as well. They do expect to begin paving in a few weeks on Sunset, Elm, and Ella. And finally, just to echo what the mayor said, a special thanks to the Oroville Firefighters Association for all their great work for the 4th of July festivities, including another great fireworks show. And also thank you to all the city departments, including the service department, police department, and utilities for their support of the event as well. It truly is a team, total team effort that makes this event such a huge success. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you. Our Utilities Director, Mr. Bredeker, is not able to be with us this evening, so we'll move on to our Finance Director, Ms. Strimling.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has two pieces of legislation on third reading this evening. I think that I've answered all the questions as they've come up, and that's all I have to report this evening.
Thank you very much. And our Law Director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right, thank you. I have no report.
Mr. President.
Yes.
I do need to refer this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, as Mr. Councilman Larson has mentioned, we have a request to change the codified ordinance 505, specifically 505.19, regarding the housing of animals. Planning Commission will hold a public hearing, and they will make a recommendation to council, as long as we're okay with referring that to Planning Commission.
I do believe that was the intent.
Okay. Okay,
very good. Thank you. As I said, I have no report for this evening, and so we'll move on in our agenda to old business. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2123, I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Second,
Mr. Hamburg.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Gasparis.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2123. Resolution approving the budget for the city of Oroville, Ohio for calendar year 2024 and declaring an emergency.
As Ms. Strimlin mentioned, this is our third reading, and so we've had lots of opportunities to ask questions. Any questions or comments before we vote? Right.
I move this resolution be adopted as read.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Gasparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2423. I move this resolution be placed on third reading. Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Carr?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Gasparis?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 2423, a resolution authorizing the Director of Finance of the City of Oroville, Ohio to enter into an agreement with the Regional Income Tax Agency, RITA, to participate in the 2023-2024 non-filing delinquency program and declaring an emergency.
All right, any questions or comments here? Are you ready to vote?
I move this resolution be adopted as read.
Second, Ms. Carr.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We have no new business for this evening, and so we can move on in our agenda to any comments for the good of the order. Mr. Larson.
Dovetailing a little bit on what Mr. Wheeler and the mayor said about the 4th of July celebration, I know that one of the things that we asked folks to do was clean up a little bit after themselves after the parade. And I have to tell you, from where we were, people were doing that. You know, people went out into the street after the last unit went by and gathered up everything, and what didn't go in a bag to go home went into the trash can. You know, sure, some things were missed, but I think it was better than most years. So
some areas are good, some areas not so good, but yeah, I think we're getting help from people, so that's
right.
Good. Yeah.
Just one more thing that I wanted to include about the open position. Prior experience isn't needed for the position. However, time and dedication are required, and City Council meets the first and third Mondays of each month, with the exception of August. However, oftentimes the second and fourth, and sometimes even the fifth, require a meeting as well, and there are committee meetings in between. So depending on which committee you get assigned to, you may be here every Monday of the month, right, Kyle?
That's right.
And it's a lot of work, but at the same time, it's very gratifying. I think everybody up here would agree, and we'd love to have some good candidates to choose from.
Yeah, we do encourage people to apply for that position, and there are other areas too within local government that you can serve, various boards that you can serve on, and just other areas to volunteer in the community. I think anybody who would serve in local government would find it to be a very rewarding position, and you'll gain a tremendous amount of appreciation for, especially for our city and for the workers in our city. I know I have found to come to have a lot of pride in our community, and especially the people who work for our city, because of my service here in local government. I know a lot of people feel the same way. So anyway, I'd encourage anybody who has an interest to check it out and engage in that process. Anyone else? All right, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Larson moves.
Second.
And Wilson seconds.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. City Council will have an August recess and will meet again on Tuesday instead of Monday, but on Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you and good night.